Diedrich, he's probably the maybe the second best player we had in the game today. You know, I asked Silvio, Silvio, what was it like your first game last year coming in? And I think it was K-State at home, and his first time he touched, he threw the ball to the fifth row at the behind the scores table, and you know, he said that was he was good. You know, considering he had that much poise and everything, and, you know, he's never been in a big game, ever, and to come out and perform like that, I thought it was pretty special.
Were you surprised at how he handled it?
Yeah, I think he's a pretty cool kid. I didn't expect him to play 25 minutes, but surprised, no. I wouldn't have bet it to be like it ended up. I mean, I thought we'd get him in. He had some good moments, but he had some lapses too, but he really didn't.
Final 3 minutes, did he earn your trust to do that?
Yeah, I didn't really have that much trust in anybody else. Be candid, he earned that, and he'll play more moving forward. You know, he needs to be a good free throw shooter. He didn't get a chance to shoot any, but that was good to see.
Well, when did you have any kind of idea coming into the game that when you would put him in, you'd run that play?
Yeah, I told myself that you know I told myself, you know, he's wide open on the second lob too, and Q just threw it over him, but. I told myself the best way to get rid of his nerves would try to get him an easy basket, and I thought it may be something to energize the crowd a little bit because we have been so boring playing above the rim, and so, you know, at least we had some activity. You know, we had three lobs the first half, and we had, you know, without Doak, I don't know if we got three lobs all year long without Doak. So that was good to see.
Did you have any idea how much you wanted to play?
No, I was just going to see how it went. Yeah. I thought we'd play in double-figure minutes maybe, but I didn't think we'd play 25.
So what did you think of TCU being able to battle back there from an 11-point deficit late and make it a one-possession game?
Yeah, Jamie's got a good team, you know, and they've been hit by the injury bug themselves, you know, with Jalen. But Niemard, if I pronounce his name correctly, you know, he was really good. I mean, he had a great game. So, they did a good job coming back. I never felt like that we had control of the game totally, but we made it easy for them late by a couple of bonehead plays. But the reality of it is they you got to make those shots. And, you know, they didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but during that stretch coming back, I bet they made four or five of their nine threes right there in that, you know, 4 or 5 minute span.
What did you make of the way the offense just played? A lot more movement, activity, cutting. I mean, is that a product of Ochai in the smaller lineup, or not necessarily?
No, I don't think it's a product. I think it's a product of us trying to play the right way compared to how we've played at Iowa State, which it looked like a night and day different team, even though we weren't great tonight, but we were so bad then. So it was good to see some – at least some sharper cuts and some things that were positive, even though it didn't always turn out well. It looks like we tried to play the right way.
Was Diedrich more comfortable too, with kind of defenses swarming at him and stuff?
You know, I you would by numbers you would say yes. You know, he wouldn't have probably got off 19 shots if Doak was in the game, but Doak would have got off 12, you know, or 10. So. You know, there's no question we are going to miss that presence and that size and athletic ability. But, you know, I thought Diedrich, even though he wasn't great, you know, he gets 31 and 14 and puts us on his back down the stretch. He had more space tonight probably than he would have with Doak in the game.
And Bill, you talk about winning plays. Did you see a couple from Devon? I think there was one time he pulled it out when he could have been transition.
Yeah. Devon was unique today. He, you know, he obviously didn't get a chance to play much the first half. And, you know, Robinson's a guy that you know, he could pick on a freshman by getting him off balance and getting his third foul. So we decided to set him. We actually played better with Marcus at the point in the first half. But the second half, he made some smart plays. You know, he made a bonehead play when he tries to go one against two in transition with nothing there. And I got on him a little bit then. And then right after that, he's got Ochai wide open for an uncontested lob, and he makes a safe play and throws it to KJ. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? He said, you told me to be safe. And so But yeah, he made a couple of winning plays. There were a couple of deflections and loose balls that we hadn't been getting. That was definitely a key for us winning.
You learned something about these guys the way they bounced back from Saturday?
We're playing at home, and you should play better at home. But it's been a crappy last few days, obviously. So I thought our guys did respond well to that, and I thought we played a lot better. Even though if we didn't play great, we didn't allow TC to play well. And I thought our defense was pretty good, especially first half.
Bill, when you are at this point, you like have to change who you are a little bit because of Doak out. You want to probably get some kind of identity, right? With the type of lineups you were able to throw out there the first half, getting more length, more switchable guys now with Doak. You kind of like that maybe guys running around, more activity on
the field? Yeah, I think that we were more athletic on the perimeter for sure. Than what we have been. And I think Ochai brings something to that. If you have Ochai and LeGerald and Devon out there and Marcus, that's four pretty, high active guys from a defensive standpoint. We still may struggle scoring, but at least if we're, we haven't been good scoring the ball or consistent scoring the ball in a while. So if that's the case, whether you play good or bad defense, why wouldn't you put your best defensive team out there?
What are your initial thoughts on Baylor? You got a pretty good win yesterday.
They got a great win, last possession win. I haven't watched a ton, but I watched enough to know, Mason's obviously a very good player. He played great against Iowa State and kind of won the game for him down the stretch. But their zone, their length, they're playing more man-to-man, but still, you're going to have to play two bigs against them, I think, the majority of the time, in order to be able to see inside the zone and be easier receivers. So I think that as much as we played four guards today, I don't know if I'd bank on that moving forward.
What are you seeing KJ's minutes today?
I thought he was great. I thought it was probably the best game he's played from a production standpoint, limited minutes. He gave us 10 good minutes. I probably should have played him more the second half. But I thought he was really good, scored 7 points the first half, and looked good doing it. I mean, they were all in rhythm and stole a couple extra possessions, which is what he should be very good at.
Did Doak have surgery or any update?
Yeah, Doak had surgery this morning. Dr. Graham did it at NYU there in the city, and Dr. Graham said it couldn't have gone any better. So he'll return tomorrow, and then he will not travel with us to Waco, and then but he'll be back with the team, but not travel with us. And then from after that, moving forward, he should be with us all the time.
You played Mitch and Dietrich together for about 5 minutes there in the second half. What did you feel like that lineup?
I mean, it was fine. We were just trying to, that was when they were kind of coming back a little bit. And we thought at that time, maybe we should try to run some plays where it's plays where two bigs are in the game, and so Mitch is the best we have to do that to get Dietrich a touch.
Anything else?
You guys forced 20 turnovers. Pretty impressed with the defense.
Impressed. That's kind of strong, but I do think it was much better. I thought our activity was better, and we made them back cut a lot, and they didn't get anything off the back cuts, which was something that we usually if a team's back cutting because you're overplaying, usually you open yourself up to them getting behind our head, and that really didn't happen. So that just shows me that we can do it. We can deny one pass away and still not be vulnerable in some ways that I think we have been here of late.